the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Before we start, I would like to explain something about the readings nowadays. The Annunciation of our Lord Jesus Christ, which we call the Day of Incarnation, when Saint Mary, the Mother of God, accepted the Annunciation from Archangel Gabriel, happened on the 29th of Barahmat, Coptic month. Then, because he is perfect in everything, he was born on the 29th of Kiyak, exactly 9 months, exactly from the day of incarnation to the day of Christmas, the day of his birth from the Mother of God. And then, when he resurrected from the dead, he resurrected also on the 29th of Barahmat, the same day of Annunciation. So the church found that it is very good idea to have a monthly feast, a monthly remembrance of the three master feasts, or Lord feasts, the Annunciation, al-Bishara, the Christmas, al-Milad, and the Resurrection, al-Iyam, because they happened on the same day. Yes, not in the same year, but on the same day. That's why the church put on every 29th of the Coptic month to celebrate in joyful melody these three feasts, except only 2 months, the month of Tuba and the month of Amshir. Why? Because we have in these two occasions the Great Lent. Always 29th of Tuba and 29th of Amshir always come during the Great Lent. Also the 29th of Barahmat always comes either in the Great Lent, or in the Holy Week. Yani when you put in the Holy Week, you find that Eid al-Bishara, 29th, April 7. So the Easter never comes before April 7. So April 7, which coincides 29th of Barahmat, always come either during the Great Lent or during the Holy Week. So in this way, we celebrate 9 or 10 times every year this feast. When we have 5 Sundays in the Coptic month, like this month, tomorrow is 29th of Misra. Tomorrow is the 29th of Misra. So we don't read the normal readings of the 5th Sunday, but we read the readings of 29th of Barahmat, the Annunciation. That's why you will find that there is a difference between what was written on the screen and what we read in the Vespers. So, after this introduction, I would like to have some meditation with you about. Yeah. 29th of Kya? Ah, so they are included Bama. 29th of Kya is the Christmas day. فيبقى 8 مرات يعني. Yeah, 8 times only. 8 or 9, yeah. So, the gospel of tonight is very important. It's the gospel of the sinner woman who went to the house of Simon the leprous, who invited our Lord Jesus Christ to a supper. And she was a sinner, but she knew that the Lord Jesus Christ is in the house of Simon. So she went with alabaster, very precious perfume, and she started to repent. And her repentance was very deep. Very deep from all her heart. She repented. How did she repent? She did not say any word. She did not announce anything before the people. She approached the Lord who was sitting. Taban, in the past, there was no chairs. They used to sit on the ground. So she approached him, and she stood at his feet, behind him, weeping. Weeping. Now, weeping is the first sign of repentance. When I weep on something, then either I am mourning for something precious I lost, or I am regretting something bad I did. And this is what we call the first step in the repentance. She didn't say any word, but her tears were very heavy from her eyes. And the Lord knew that. When she wept, the Lord knew that she is repenting seriously from all her heart. Weeping. Not only that, but she began to wash his feet with her tears. To wash his feet with her tears. And it's something strange. How come? Yes, she wanted to wash herself, to purify herself. And here is the question. How come that a sinner woman approached the Lord Jesus Christ weeping at his feet and washing his feet with her tears? Who affects who? Who can affect who? The sinner woman? God forbid, may impure his feet, or the perfect feet of our Lord Jesus Christ will purify her and cleanse her. You know, it's like, sorry for this example, when there is a garbage in the street, and normally the garbage, the insects and the rats and mice start to eat from this garbage. But when the sun rises, come on this garbage, what happens? The insects and the bad animals escape. So the Lord is the Sun of righteousness. The Lord is the Sun, S-U-N, of righteousness. That's why when this woman, really from all her heart, poured her tears on his feet, she was purifying herself in this manner. She was getting back her purity. She was trying to get rid of her bad sins and bad, evil, wicked life without saying anything. That's why we are amazing of the repentance of this woman. Some people, when they want to repent, they just say some words, even in the confession, but without feeling regret from the bottom of their hearts, without feeling that they hurt the heart of their beloved God, Jesus Christ. So this repentance is very weak. Almost we cannot call it a repentance. It could be explaining of a story or events happened with him and or with her. But this is a very serious repentance and very deep feeling of regression. She began to wash his feet with her tears. Few months after this event, the Lord was crucified, and the nail came into, he was hammered with the nail into his feet. When the blood came out of the feet, now when I want to repent, on the same way that this woman did, I pour my tears on his feet, so my tears mix with his blood, and then I am purified. I am purified. My sins will be forgiven in his blood. Also, because she was repenting, she did not think to put it on his head. So it was a very humble way of repentance. She felt that she is not worthy to approach him, only his feet. Also, when she did that on his feet, as if she is saying, my feet, my Lord, will never go into the wicked way, into the way of the evil people again, into the path of sinning again. When I poured my tears on your pure feet, my feet will be now going in the right track, in the right way, not on the way of the sinners. And then she wiped them with the hair of her head. This is number three. Number one, she wept. Number two, she washed his feet with her tear. And number three, she wiped his feet with her hair. And as you know, that the hair of the woman is a sign of her glory. See that? Her dignity. That's why many ladies and young ladies spend hundreds of dollars in their lives just for the hair, because the hair is the most important in their eyes, the most important organ in their body, although it is the most unused, and people can live without hair. But people cannot live without heart, but they can live without hair. But she wanted to say, my glory, my dignity is under your feet. You will be my glory as of now. You will be my dignity as of this moment. You will be my precious treasury. I will never use this hair again in the sin. On the contrary, I wipe your feet, my Lord, with my hair. My glory is no more be for the people. My glory will be with you. Maybe this is one of the reasons that St. Paul asked the women to cover their heads in the churches. He wanted to say, woman, please hide your glory in the house of the Lord, as if you are saying, you are my true glory, not my hair. So she wiped his hair, his feet with the hair of her head. And then the last two actions were a very important sign of great love, pure love, holy love. She kissed his feet. Kissed his feet. She purified her eyes with the tears. Yes? And then she purified her feet with his feet when she poured the water, the tears on his feet. And then she purified her hair. And now she is purifying her mouth. This mouth which attracted many people to the sinful life. Now, this mouth will be purified when she kissed his feet. This is the repentance. This is the true repentance. This is the serious repentance. She kissed his feet with her mouth. And the Lord left her doing that because, as I said, he's the Son of Righteousness. He will never be affected. On the contrary, she will be purified to touch his feet by her mouth. And the last thing is she put all her treasure, all whatever she had, from the money that she collected from the sinful life, she bought a fragrant oil, very precious fragrant oil. And she broke the bottle and she poured the bottle on his feet completely. She did not just anoint it, she poured it. As if she's saying, I am now completely belong to you. Completely. Whatever I had from the world, I left completely. I purified all my senses under your feet. And I brought all what I have to say that from this moment on, I am poor to the world, but very rich to you. You will be my richness as of this moment. You will be my treasury. I will rely on you. I will take my pleasures from you. I will take my joy from you. And I seek my salvation from you. That's why the church insists to put this gospel tonight in the Vespers of the feast of the 29th of the Coptic month, as I said, the feast of Annunciation, birth and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, to say that this woman is a symbol of those who are seeking the forgiveness of their sins. Now the Savior is here. Now the Redeemer is here. Now the one who can forgive your sins and renew your life and purify you in the past and in the future will insist to live with him forever on earth, and you will gain the kingdom of heavens eternally there when you leave this life. Look what happened. But this is the actions of the woman. Number one, tears. Number two, washing his feet with the tears. Number three, wipe with her hair. Number four, kissing his feet. And number five, pouring the alabaster of the fragrant oil on his pure feet. Can we repent on this level? Can we do that? Can we do that? Yes, we can. If we want, we can. If I have serious desire to repent from all my heart, I will do. Because I can do. Why? Because I am not doing this on my own power, but by the power of the Holy Spirit who dwells in me. I'm a vessel of God. I'm the temple of God. If my life is purified by any ways, if my life is impure by any ways, if I commit anything, if I commit any bad deeds, thought, word, anything of my senses, I can come back to him on the same level. But when I come in the same level, I will never think again to go backward. Today someone of our neighbors was saying, the next neighbor, asked me, did you have the church of Parkdale? Did this church belong to you now? My cousin said to me, I said, yes, we have it. It's the church at Parkdale. She said, my grandma was baptized there and she married in this church. This church, as you know, was Anglican church. And now we use it in St. Mark and Mary of Egypt, St. Mary of Egypt. And she asked about the story of Mary of Egypt. I said, this church is after the name of St. Mark and St. Mary of Egypt. She said, Mary Magdalene. I said, no, not Mary Magdalene. It's Mary of Egypt. And Mary of Egypt learned from this woman, from this sinner woman. And I told her the story of Mary of Egypt. You know, all of you know the story of Mary of Egypt. Yeah? She was a very sinner woman. And she got rid of her life in Alexandria. And she found the boat going to Jerusalem. She didn't have any money. She joined them. She gave them her body instead of paying money to the sailors, and the owner of the boat. And when she arrived to the Church of Resurrection in Jerusalem, she started to go with the stream of the people who were going in the church, but she found a power preventing her from entering. Preventing her. She started again and again and again. Everyone was entering except her. And then she recognized that this place is pure and she cannot enter while she lives in this bad life. And then she wept bitterly at the door of the church. And she said to the Lord, "If I repent of all my heart, will you allow me to enter this church?" And she heard the voice saying, "Yes." She said, "From now on, I change my life completely. I will never come back to my bad life. Please let me go in." Then she started to enter, and she entered without any prevention. And then a voice came to her from the icon of St. Mary. When she went to the icon of St. Mary, she said to her, "Go to the priest and confess and take the guidance of the priest." She went and she confessed. And then Abuna, the priest, gave her the absolution and said, "Don't go back to your life." She said, "Okay." She had some money, but not enough for her. So she went out. She found the man, gave her 3 pieces of bread, loaves. And she went to the wilderness, to the Jordan, at the Jordan, the river. And she lived in this place, guess how long? 45 years. 45 years without seeing any man, without seeing anyone. And the Lord gave her a very long hair to cover her body and to protect her summer and winter. Something amazing. When the Lord wanted to announce her repentance and new life, you look what happened. There was a priest, father of the desert. His name was Zosima. During the Great Lent, the monks used to go in the wilderness and spend the Great Lent in the wilderness like hermits, praying and praising the Lord, meditating in the Bible, going back every week to have the Holy Communion and then back to the desert. One day when he was walking in the desert, he saw something walking. He started to follow. And then this thing ran. He ran after him. And then she hid herself behind the hill and said, "Father Zosima, I am a naked woman. Give me your gown." And he threw the gown over the hill. She covered herself and met with him and explained to him her life from the moment that she left Alexandria to the moment of the day that she met with him. After that, she asked him, saying, "Please come next year and give me the Holy Communion." Next year at the same time, he brought the oblations to give her the Holy Communion. He found her on the other shore of the river Jordan, Jordan River. When she saw him, she crossed in the water and she walked on the water like St. Peter when he walked on the water. He was amazed and started to worship. He said, shouted at him, "Don't worship. You have the oblations with you. You have the body of Christ. Don't worship." She arrived And he gave her the Holy Communion after she repented or confessed again. And then she said to him, Father, come to me the same time next year, please. The same time next year, which was the 47th life of her repentance, he went to her, the same place. He found her kneeling and departing. She departed on the same day of receiving the Holy Communion. After she wrote in a stone, please, Father, bury poor Mary in the dust that she was taken from. So the story of the sinner woman is alive with us. We can do it if we want. If we want to repent from all our hands, we can. If we want to make U-turn, leaving our past life, we can. But we need to be serious. We need to be committed. We need to love Jesus much more than anything else, like this woman. When Simon complained against Jesus and against the woman, the Lord gave him a very strong lesson, comparing between his reception and her reception. The Lord defends us when we repent from all our hearts, even against those who think of themselves that they are righteous people and they don't need a physician, spiritual physician, to heal them. Look, now when the Pharisee who had invited him saw this, he spoke to himself saying, this man, if he were a prophet, he didn't consider Jesus Christ even a prophet. Even a prophet. He said, this man, if he were a prophet, would know who and what manner of woman this is who is touching him, for she is a sinner. The Lord said to him, Simon, I have something to say to you. He said, teacher, say. There was a certain creditor who had two debtors. One owed 500 denarii and the other 50. And when they had nothing with which to repay, he freely forgave them both. Tell me, therefore, which of them will love him more? Which of them? Simon said, answer, come on, a logic, answer. He answered and said, I suppose the one whom he forgave more. And he said to him, you have rightly judged. Now, he turned to the woman and said to Simon, do you see this woman? I entered your house. You gave me no water for my feet. But she had washed my feet with her tears and wiped them with the hair of her head. You gave me no kiss. But this woman has not ceased to kiss my feet since the time I came in. You did not anoint my head with oil, but this woman had anointed my feet with fragrant oil. Therefore, I say to you, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much. But to whom little is forgiven, the same loves little. Then he said to her, your sins are forgiven. How do I receive my Lord Jesus Christ? With my money? With my tithes? With my service, with my talents, or with my heart? How do I receive him in my heart? To give him some help to the poor, to the needy, or to give him all my heart and all my life, as this woman did. That's why today, in the night of the feasts of Annunciation and birth and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, the church is saying, if you want to get benefit of the Annunciation, the birth, the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, do as this woman did. Follow the steps of this woman. Repent seriously from all your hearts. Leave the way you are living. If you feel that you are wrong, and no one of us is perfect, everyone needs to correct his life. Everyone needs to come back really to the bosom of our Lord Jesus Christ. Those who sat at the table with him began to say to themselves, who is this who even forgives sins? Then he said to the woman, your faith has saved you. These people don't have faith in me, but you have faith in me that I am the Savior. I am the one who can forgive their sin, your sins. I am the one who can turn your life from wicked to righteousness. He said to her, your faith has saved you. Go in peace. And this is the goal of our life, that we live in peace. If we are seeking for the real peace, there is no way but doing as this woman did. May the Lord, who gave us a very strong way of repentance, by the way, the church used to have this gospel in the second worship of the midnight prayer, because it's very encourageable example of repentance, always. The second worship of the midnight prayer, we read this gospel, asking the Lord to accept our prayers, our repentance, as he accepted the repentance of this woman. The church has a very long queue of repentance who repented in the same way. You know the story of Moses the Black. You know the story of Augustine. You know the story of Evdokia. You know the story of Baisa. Many people who repented and they changed from sinners either to nuns or monks or even martyrs like Moses the Black, or bishops like Augustine and many others also who practice the repentance seriously from all their lives. May the Lord give us the same spirit of repentance that this woman had, to be able to hear the voice of the Lord saying, your sins are forgiven and your faith has saved you. Go in peace. Glory be to the Lord forever and ever. Any question? Okay, last time I want to pray with us. We have the midnight prayer now as usual. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Kaswar, as you pray, to you thank for your Father who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those trespassing against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine the kingdom, the power, the glory, now and forever. Amen. Let us give thanks to the beneficent and the merciful God, Father of all, Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Covered us, helped us, helped us. Accepted us to him, spared us, supported us, and then brought us to this hour. Therefore, we ask and entreat you, Lord. We thank you for every condition and fear and difference.
And in every condition, for you have covered us, helped us, guarded us, accepted us, you spared us, supported us, and have brought us to this hour. Therefore, we ask and entreat your goodness and love of mankind. Grant us to complete this holy day and all the days of our lives in peace and in your fear, all envy, all temptation, the way of Satan, the counsel of the wicked men and rising up of enemies, hidden and manifest. Take them away from us and from all your people and from this holy church that is yours. But those things which are good and profitable do provide for us. For it is you have given us the search, radiant serpents and scorpions, and the pawn of the power of the enemy. God, glory in one of many. The word of the Father, who is the Lamb given. Amen. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to your great mercy, and according to the multitude of your compassions, blot out my iniquity. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquities. I cleanse me from my sin, for I am conscious of my iniquity, and my sin is at all time before me. Against you only I have sinned and done evil before you, that you might be just in your sayings, and might overcome when you judged. For behold, I was conceived in iniquities, and in sins my mother conceived me. For behold, you have loved the truth. You have manifest to me the hidden and the unrevealed things of your wisdom. Shall sprinkle me with your hyssop, and I shall be purified. Shall wash me, and I shall be made whiter than snow. Shall make me to hear gladness and joy. The humble bones shall rejoice. Turn away your face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew your right spirit in my inward parts. Do not cast me away from your face, and do not remove your Holy Spirit from me. Give me the joy of your salvation, uphold me with a directing spirit. Then I shall teach the transgressors your ways, and the ungodly men shall turn to you. Deliver me from blood, O God, the God of my salvation, and my tongue shall rejoice in your righteousness. O Lord, you shall open my lips, and my mouth shall declare your praise. For if you desire sacrifice, would I have given it. You do not take pleasure in burnt offerings. Sacrifice of God is a broken spirit, a broken and humbled heart. God shall not despise. Do good, O Lord, in your good pleasure to Zion, and let the walls of Jerusalem be built. Then you shall be pleased with the sacrifice of righteousness, offerings, and burning sacrifices. Then they shall offer calves upon your altar. Arise, you children of the light, to praise the Lord of hosts, that he may grant us the salvation of our souls. While we stand in the flesh before you, take away from our minds the sleep of forgetfulness. Grant us altness, O Lord, in order that we may understand how to stand up before you at the time of prayer, and send up to you the appropriate doxology, and win the forgiveness of our sins. Glory be to you, Lover of
God. Behold, bless the Lord, you servants of the Lord, who by night stand in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in sanctuary, and bless the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Bless you from Zion.
Glory be to you, Lover of mankind. Let my supplication come near before you, Lord. Give me understanding according to your word. Let my petition come before you. Revive me according to your word. Let my lips flow with praise when you have taught me your ordinances. Let my tongue speak of your words, for all your commandments are righteous. Let your hand be for saving me, for I have desired your commandments. I have longed for your salvation, O Lord, and your law is my meditation. My soul shall live and praise you, and your judgments shall be me. I have gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek your servant, for I have not forgotten your commandments. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and forever, and unto the ages of all ages. Amen. Glory to the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, from now and unto the ages of all ages. Amen. Glory be to you, O the good one and lover of mankind. Hail to your mother, the Virgin, and to all your saints. Glory be to you, Holy Trinity, and mercy upon us. Let God arise, and let his enemies be scattered, and let all who hate his holy name flee before his face. But let your people be in blessing thousands of thousands and 10,000 times 10,000, doing your will, O Lord. You shall open my lips, and my mouth shall declare your praise. Amen. Choice nine on, choice nine on, Lilia, and if Ron, if you would name him, she and Beb no might to work on him. Amen. The praise of the first watch of the blessed midnight hour we offer to Christ our King and our God, beseeching him to forgive us our sins. From the Psalms of our father David, the prophet and the king, his blessings be with us, Solomon.